The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Real Life Podcast, a member of the Nation Network of Podcasts and delivered by DoorDash.
Welcome to Real Life, everyone.
What is going on right now?
I think that I'm in love with Matthew Tkachuk.
Are you guys all drunk?
Welcome in. This is episode 333 of the Real Life Podcast. Tyler Remchuk, Jay Chalmers, Bagnook, Wanya. Everyone made it in today. It's always exciting when we have everyone here for a pod, hey?
It is.
We did it.
The vibe is nice. Nice pre-podcast ramblings.
Always is. Always is. Shout out to the HGA group who not only sponsors this podcast, but they were also a big sponsor of our big party on the weekend.
Sure were.
And it was a great party.
Man.
Well, yeah, that was...
firing at all cylinders now.
It took a minute. It's been a minute, but that was... Well, let's talk about this for a second.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years since we've had a watch party, but also our record in watch parties hasn't been the strongest.
Horrible.
So, you know, the fact that we could all come together, which it's in itself is a victory, and then the Oilers lay a beat down like they did and made that a really good game for everyone in attendance.
What is like the record on watch parties? Like, are we looking at like 0-4?
It's a losing record for
it's
sure. Oh,
it's 3-30.
Like we've won a couple. We're probably like 2-8.
Yeah, it's not good.
And that was a good Vegas team. So that's nice. That's good.
It was a big game. Like that was a test,
was
right? Because Vegas is coming.
And that's not even our defensive core. We won on defense.
It can really probably change the vibe in there.
We won on Mikko. Mikko fucking stood on his goddamn head.
Yeah. That was unbelievable.
Some guys that needed to scored.
Yeah. It was basically the get off the Schneid game. Yep. Like Hyman, Puljujarvi. Nuge.
Oh, that Nuge shot.
That
is textbook Nuge.
What was the stat? It was like the first time that neither Draisaitl or McDavid had registered a point in...
Ever?
Some ungodly amount of time.
I think it was like the first time in, 50 games. I don't even know.
In a win,
I think they've squeaked out a few over the last couple of years.
Like
where
nothing wins or
shout out
shit.
Colby Cave, 1-0 on the road in Pittsburgh.
Truth.
Mm.
But, yeah, I mean, they did it in a rather unconventional way in terms of how the Oilers usually win games. That's a big, because now you've taken both games in Vegas. You've built yourself this 4-point cushion in your head-to-heads against the Golden Knights, which is going to be massive because I think they'll probably surge up and try to get to the top of that division by the end of the year.
Just talking about the game before we talk about the party, because there's lots of talk about the party, but with the game, remember how we talked about like team toughness and all that kind of stuff? Like, I noticed McDavid definitely was getting... beaten up a little bit more in this game, especially by Stone was going after him. Even guys like Marchessault was going after him and stuff, right? Like that. And then this thing, and I talked to somebody, I don't remember who it was there, but this thing about like guys crashing into our net and not getting pulled out by the scruff of their neck and just allowing them to like get up on their own and skate out. It really pisses me off. Like,
man,
protect your fucking net. Like, get him out, grab him by the back of his helmet and pull him out.
If Marchessault and Stone feel comfortable enough to run around and run our star player,
and they were,
that is an issue.
And they were.
Because who are they? Who do they think they are? I am.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He said it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so that's pretty much my game notes. Mikko stood on his head. We still get pushed around way too much.
Too much.
And McDavid
well, Nurse
still
not
doesn't
being
get
in the
calls,
lineup is huge.
Whatever.
Right? Nurse is the only Oiler I see who answers the bell 10 times out of 10 when shit's on the ice.
Yeah, like he'll look
every
for,
single time.
Even if there's no bell, he finds one to answer.
Yep.
But I noticed, I'm noticing, and we don't want this, but like Connor's getting more physically engaged. Leon's getting more physically engaged. And like you want them to be physical, but like,
There's a ceiling to it.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, we want it to be someone else's job.
I wonder if that's why they ended up putting Cassian by Connor a little bit.
Yeah, which is great. It's working. Yeah, exactly. Like we're getting that like, you know, contract year Cass back a bit, right? I'm not saying he's fully there yet, but we're seeing glimpses of it.
Is it a contract year?
No. But there's pressure on him. That's the last time he was really good.
Yeah.
And now he's showing glimpses again, which is good. So like having him on the ice will be a deterrent for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do think they need to maybe add some sandpaper into the bottom six here before the deadline.
Oh, coming around, are you?
A little bit. Or if you just make that left D you get a little bit of a jerk. And
yeah, but so here's the thing. You don't like yes, you want tough defensemen, so when they're coming in like forwards are like, oh fuck, this guy's gonna murder me, like that's like I'm scared of that. But like think about the scrums. Your defense can't jump into those scrums all the time, right? Because that forces the face-off outside. You need some in your forward core.
I'm warming up to the idea. I'm warming up.
Now you're understanding where we're talking about. You're thinking just meathead Steve McIntyre fight.
Can't do
toughness.
That. No, you can't.
Chris Neal in his prime. How about that?
Okay,
that'd be good. Sean Thornton.
Yeah. Couple more game notes. A lot of Ryan McLeod love at the watch party crowd. A lot of people talking about him. Also, Chris Russell. Breaking the all-time block shot record.
And it has, like, zero love in the streets.
It's just...
Everyone's like, oh, yeah,
I love
still
Russell.
Suck.
Yeah, it was...
I like Russell.
I've really? Always been.
But
I've
the
always
average,
been.
If you pulled 100 Oilers fans,
it was analytics people
it was
hate
the,
it.
Yeah, it was the Horkoff syndrome. The contract.
Yeah.
Different color dyes?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you have it.
It happens.
This is totally off topic, but speaking of guys with different colored eyes, Max Scherzer in baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that contract?
No.
He got $130 million for 3 years.
He got different colored eyes?
And he's got different colored eyes. And he's 30.
Sean Horkoff syndrome.
He's 37 years old.
What?
He set the record for AAV in a contract. The Mets paid him $130 million for 3 years.
His
39-year-old season.
Yeah, that's just
wow.
Today.
Wow.
Baseball is just
$3 million.
Insane. And they're like on the verge of a lockout, and they're still doing this shit.
I would like to know what the highest yearly salary ever for in baseball is. I thought it was but what it was before.
Gerrit Cole, 36.
36.
Yeah.
I remember when Mike Trout signed his deal and I was like, the world is over.
Yeah, that looks
they're
like a steal.
I can't
it's
wait.
It's wild too because it's a pitcher, right? Like it's not like he's on the field every day.
There's going to be some stupid stat where it's like he got $720,000 for every strikeout this year or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. It's crazy, man.
Every inning pitched $4 million.
How does that negotiation go? You're like, well, I'm 38. I guess I demand the largest contract in the history of the sport. And the GM's like,
Yeah, that's okay.
Crazy.
You're a bargain.
Mm. Well, the Mets owner is like a little weird and they missed out on a free agent earlier. And he like went on a Twitter rampage. Being like,
he was mad,
like, this is so unprofessional. I've never seen an agent act like this. Blah, blah.
So the next guy coming along, Sean Horkoff syndrome.
Yep.
But then they went to Kevin Gausman and they offered him a boatload of money. He took less money and less years to come to Toronto, choosing them over the Mets.
Oof.
So the theory is that this owner was just like, fuck it, whatever Scherzer wants, you just give it to him.
Sean Horkoff, do you remember when they signed him? And it was like payback for all the Oilers that left for $100,000. Payback for David Oliver, payback for Smitty, and then through the vault at the captain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which but seemed just, like a good idea
well,
at the time.
But he came off run. A point of game
he was in the
season. All-Stars so like,
season one.
So at the time, like when it was signed, like again, a little bit before me, like was it considered kind of like a good deal? Like everyone was like, hey,
no, it was $7 million.
Yes. 33 over six. Right.
And that was like when the salary cap was like $5,
but it was more to like prove we could spend that. Kind
of money. Well, they needed a buck up to keep someone like, and that's the thing. Like
someone had to stay.
You can't fault Horkoff.
Well, like, and what was like Comrie leaving and people were leaving
always over money. And this is where Cates drew a line in the sand. It was like, who's in the line to get paid?
Yeah.
Fling the wallet.
Back to let's want to go to the party. Okay, so my notes from the party.
Want to go to the party? Meaning
there was some.
To review
I wish
party?
We could go to the party again. Yeah. It was fun, but there were some MVPs in the crowd, and I want to throw out some MVP considerations. I know who my MVP of the party was, but somebody who could have easily won it if they didn't have to leave so early was our boy Alan Kramer. AK Bison something King. Something Bison King. He showed up with a remember in Flintstones when they had those Bison helmets when they were part of their little crew. I don't know what it was.
Order of the Buffaloes.
Yeah. Order of the Buffaloes. So he had a buffalo hat on with a suit and then a what are they called? Sash.
Yep.
That said Buffalo King.
Unreal.
Great outfit.
Bison King.
But had to leave after the first because of a kids hockey game or something like that. Right as I was going over to see
him. He had a tiara also in the Buffalo cap.
Did he? Yeah, the Bison King. So anyways, he was like well on his way to it, but just, you know, early season injury had to take him out of the running.
The guy that really caught my attention, and I know you're going to say it, is when I walked in, the first person I saw, aside from Yaremchuk and the romper, was Danger Sway.
Oh, yeah.
Danger Sway's outfit, the cheetah print jacket and shoes to match was just spectacular.
He was dressed up for the New Year's Eve millennia.
Yes. So he
the
was
millennium?
With, he was with another guy dressed up.
He was
up
there for Will 2K.
With a suit.
Damn.
With like a suit and tie. Damn. They wanted to get dressed up nice and pretty. And then, of course, the staple of every nation event, every nation thing that happens, Brad Stepanko in his orange jumper.
Yep.
I went up to him and I said, if Drysdale scores, did you bring a bottle of Deuce Vodka? And do we have a nation beer so that if Drysdale scores, you're going to do one right here? And he's like, oh, no, I don't think I should. I'm going to go outside and do it. And I said, no,
outside
you're not.
In front
I said,
of everybody.
No, you're not. He's like, well, what do you mean? Almost like we're going to get
you're
kicked out.
You're going to coyote ugly dance said, on this bar,
not
Stepanko.
A chance. You're doing it in here. If they score, you're going to go get it. You're going to do it in here because that's the type of flavor we need for this.
Yes, Chalmers.
Unfortunately, he didn't score.
Leadership.
And so, yeah, but like then they were sending around diabetes in a cup. For everybody,
man,
what were those?
Those things were gnarly.
They good. Were so
the oil
good.
Drops.
Those
the
oil drops.
Drop
shots.
They were so
orange and blue. So a blue, a blue base in a rocks glass with a shot of something orange. I don't know. But
you don't
just
even have to like explain anything that comes in the color blue or the color
orange
naturally
is full
occurring.
Of sugar.
No organic for the most
made
part.
Made my side hurt every time I saw one.
I did like eight of them.
There's your hangover right there. It was a sugar rash you got.
And then just, you know, for a couple different reasons, the MVP of the evening was definitely Romperchuk because not well only done. Did he have to wear that romper, run around, it showed ball. It was awesome.
It showed ball.
When he put his hands up in the air. But he also had to give away all the prizes without a mic in a busy
so
bar.
Funny.
It was so funny
Can
to watch.
Can you press one of them buttons for yourself in triumph?
Pew, pew, pew. Not that
oh,
one.
Yeah. Romperchuk.
Yeah. No, like the one that goes what, like,
which,
pew, pew,
which
pew,
show
pew.
Is this set for? I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's
so,
for
but anyway,
weird sex
so,
podcast.
So my questions were: number one, you guys gave away a lot of stuff, which was awesome. Oh, like tons of raffles. The raffles were like a highlight, for, I think, for everybody. Everybody was like going crazy about them. But once again, just like the nation a tournament, I'm sitting at a table where a bunch of people are winning, and it's like, oh god, people are going to think this is rigged straight up. But it was just a natural selection, and it
you
was
momentum,
awesome.
Chalmers. You don't need to apologize.
Well, I want to provide
and
some
the
context
fact that they
there for people
$1,000
for people that were maybe sitting on the other side of the bar, being like, what the hell is going on? So I had a crew up from Saskatchewan, from Moose Jaw specifically, and they came up with their kids, and there's this one couple. And I love them to death.
No, they're fucking awesome.
They and I always, you know, support their.
This is the bike
endeavors.
Guy. This is the bike guy for everybody that
this,
knows.
Yeah, this is the bike. Not a good guy. Not a great guy.
Not a great
guy. Did
a
he come
guy.
Up talk to you about
oh,
that?
Oh yeah, we talked.
Yeah.
About
so the guy
Jake,
the guy
remember?
Who's he's Cruz's father.
Yeah, yeah.
Cruz is the guy we had to get somehow get an assembled bike down to Moose Jaw. Thanks to business dad was going down to Regina and did a delivery for us. So shout out business dad and local waste. And but anyways, they came in and they're like, I want those pillows. There's those two Oilers pillows that Edmonton Humane Society provided.
Giant Oilers pillows. Yeah.
And they also like, I want that Hockey Fights Cancer McDavid.
Yeah, the
like,
pink
I
one.
I just like if we can win those, that's great. They probably bought 100 tickets. Like,
yeah.
They, like their,
a lot of
their
tickets.
Table, like that's the thing. Like we were sifting through the numbers. Like they had, and they were buying them at different times, and then their kids had a bunch of tickets. Like they and the good thing is they supported a good cause, but like our table was like
full
of
tickets.
The and funny sure part- as shit, but sure as shit, what did they win? The pillows and the Hockey Fights Cancer jersey.
Oh, really?
They won the two
and
prizes.
The little boy Cruz. So their son Cruz is 9 years old, and he was there in a McDavid jersey.
Drysdale jersey
that he had just purchased.
Yeah, I'm trying to trick him to becoming an Oilers fan.
Right off the bat, he wins an Oilers jersey, and I got to talk to Cruz. This kid is pretty cool, and like if I would have met him before, I probably would have driven the bike down just because he's just a cool kid, right?
You just talk to him.
Yeah, he just talked to him, and so he got to win a jersey like right off the bat, which was awesome because. Kids winning stuff.
Kid-sized jersey donated. So what we did is we gave all the kids that came in, which happened to be all the kids. They're only from Saskatchewan.
There wasn't that many kids.
So they all each got a ticket, and then we did a kids draw.
Yeah. So no, it was beautiful. And yeah, they had so many tickets, and they were just winning the things that they wanted to win. That's what was working.
It was wild, and you know this is they must have their own set of crystals because as we've learned, these things are powerful.
And I know that if I don't. Shout out my sister. She'll be pissed off. But my sister always supports us, and she always supports the
nation.
She
won a package.
Oh, yeah, she won a package.
She did want a package. And she went. Yeah, I know it was a bad. But
we had 30 prizes, just so you know. So, like, just like four of them got one.
This is what goes back to the nation tournament, was that my sister, Desiree, she buys a lot of raffle tickets, too. She loves it. And her husband, who won the tournament, won less stuff at the tournament than my sister did. She won more stuff than he did for winning the tournament because of the raffle prizes.
No, it's about the raffle prizes. It's not about winning the tournament.
No, it's not. And then she kept her streak alive. She won something at the nation tournament. She was pretty pumped. She won the Sherwood Ford giveaway. Mm-hmm. So it was a cup, a shirt, a hat. A bunch of good stuff. Yep.
Good
show.
Well, that's the thing. Our like we reach out to our sponsor because the big thing we want to do with these events is just you know you spend money to come there. We want to give you swag bags to get value, but we want everyone to have a fair crack. At winning some good prizes, and we always go and talk to all of our sponsors. So HGA, Sherwood Ford, Maserati of Edmonton, Yegberger, and there's a longer list, and we'll get through that here in a little bit. But they all provide and donate some great things, and that way we can give away so much more. Yeah. So like everyone, like there's a good chance some people feeling good. Like you know, there's everyone when we announced Tourism Jasper came. To the table last minute because we're talking about doing something in January. I said, hey, we're doing this event. They're like, do you think if we gave away a trip for two to the JPL and lift tickets, that would be good enough? I'm like, that'll be good. And when you announce that prize, the whole party just went, whoa. And that's cool.
Can I say one more thing too? And I know JR will second this, but the Karma raffle giveaway award goes to, and also kind of like the, you want to see this person win something, was a guy that you had talked to that came there by himself just for the nation party. Like, sitting at the bar, just wanted to be a part of this thing, chatting us up and chatting JR up and shit. And like, so to see him win something, it's just like, that was good for me.
Do we need a handle? Do we need a name? Social?
I don't know. I didn't catch his name.
I talked to him a bunch. I've never like a name.
There's a lot of people
like,
there.
Talk.
It's hard. You
know,
it's hard.
Like, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I didn't know that was Dangerous Wade in the cheetah
thing.
This
is the fun of these events is you don't know what people look like in real life.
Well, that's just it. And so I know him from Twitter. He's obviously the guy that gave us those bottles back in the day.
I would have loved to have bought him a drink and say something. Yeah,
but when I'm talking to him, you know, like he didn't say anything. I obviously didn't ask like, hey.
We should do name tags with social media.
That's kind of it. That's kind of where I'm going with that, right? So because that I would have bought that guy a drink. And, you know, it would have been a little bit, you know, I mean, we talked for a minute or two, but I had no idea. I would have said thanks at least for the bottle.
What you guys missed out on the prizing part was the best part of the night. Because when we showed up, there was no PA. There was no mic.
Yeah, that was.
We couldn't figure that out. Mm-hmm. So Tyler was doing the prize draws by screaming into the bar. And it got so funny towards the end of the night when he was just rattling off prizes. Because everybody's like, hey, quiet. And he's screaming numbers, and then people in the back are like, I can't hear you.
I'm wearing a romper.
It was the best. I've got video close up. Do you remember me filming?
I was laughing. You were right like 4 inches from his face with your camera.
So I got hilarious videos of him yelling out numbers, and it's just
we should post one on the Real Life Social.
Of course. It was just so funny to watch you do your thing and people responding to it. So there was so many prizes. So I'm surprised you're even able to speak.
And the drunker people got, it was about let's say 8 numbers in the raffle, and after about the 5th number, they'd start to be
lose
boo
track.
Or yeah, and then everybody would, yeah, and it was the drunker that people got. So it was fun.
Major variable
people
also
were quite quiet though.
That it was a 5 p.m. start.
Yeah.
And that got the wheels going because I was looking at, Tyler and I were sending each other some text messages. We were sending each other yesterday from 8:30 p.m. And it was just nonsense. Complete nonsense.
It was the perfect crime because you could kick on for the rest of the night or you can go home. And it like 5 o'clock games are fantastic for something like that.
It just, none of it made any sense.
Read it.
So I said at 8:03 p.m. I texted Bagnoke. I said, "Where are you?"
Okay.
And he said, "Duck you, Tyler. I'll get there where I bet there."
Yep.
And then I said, "Milk me."
Sounds about right. Sounds about right. 8 o'clock. Okay.
8 o'clock.
Sure.
Like I said, I
that sounds sounds exactly like a one eye text from Bag Milk.
Yeah.
No idea. Just one eye on him.
It's 7:30 in BC when you're talking like that.
Watching Bag Milk is like the epitome of like pretty quiet, pretty laid back at most times, right? Couple drinks in, Bag Milk really becomes a little more vocal.
Thailand bartender
Bag Milk.
Yeah, from these streets.
That's the trick, though. That's the key to the vault.
It really is. Huggy, he becomes Huggy Bear. Yeah. Likes to put his arm around you. Yeah. A lot of hugs.
Good. Everyone was in really good spirits. It's good to see. I also want to shout out the Edmonton Humane Society. They brought a bunch of volunteers.
Yep.
And they helped, you know, go do those additional raffles for the crazy prizes. And it was a good vibe.
Yeah, they also brought a gift for Frank.
They brought a gift for Hot Dog.
The fact that mine made it home in the state I was in by the time the night was over is a miracle in itself.
That's actually impressive.
So I guess the last shout out then would be to, any good watch party is only as good as the venue, right? Like
Campio's great.
If people can't mingle together and there's TV, there isn't TVs everywhere, you know, it cuts the flow, you know, but the setup was really, really, really well done, right? Yeah. Like, and Campio Brewing is set up for something like that. And like, I was watching their kitchen just pumping out the pizzas.
Oh yeah.
And they were coming out hot and heavy. Like it was a well-oiled machine that night. And so like, you know, that helps when people are frustrated by the fact that they can't get a drink when they want one. You know, or they're like that can kind of kill a buzz, right? But like our server was fantastic and it was busy, right? And so that's a big shout out to them because that's a major key that you are out of control of.
Yeah.
Event
was sold out. They made sure that to support that. They also know because it's important that it happens, but they, like I said, they added to the experience. Like everything was just so positive about it. And because of all this fun we had, we raised, I'll get the final tally, but it's over $4,000 for the Humane Society, which is great.
It's wild.
It's great. So thank you, everyone who came. And for those who didn't, come join us on the next one, because I don't think...
There was some FOMO. You saw it yesterday. Yeah. Those pictures were going out. I got some DMs. It was a good time. Mm-hmm. Really good night.
Think about that, your M-Check. Think of all the puppies that get to go to school because you wore a romper or whatever the Humane Society does for cats and dogs.
I enjoyed, like, there was a few listeners there.
Feeds them.
Like, real-life listeners that were there as well.
Sends them to post-secondary?
Cool. Yeah. I met Y2 Bay on Twitter, who I DM with a lot. Yeah. And I went over because they waved me over, him and his lady friend. And I was like, I don't know who you are. Sorry. And he was like, oh, we talk on Twitter all the time, Y2 Bay. And I was like, oh, now I know who you are. But it was kind of like a Dangerous Wade moment where I was like, oh, man, it was cool to, like, meet people you interact with online. Like,
should I bring up my humbling moment?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
So I had to leave. We had a men's league hockey game, and so I had to leave it around, like, after the game, about half an hour after. And I want to say goodbye to the boys, so I find Yaremchuk, and he's standing at the bar. I come over to say goodbye to him, and right as I'm getting there, another guy comes over, and he goes, hey, I just wanted to say hi. Like, I love your guy. I love the Real Life Podcast, man. It's so good. Like, big fan. And I'm now standing there kind of in the conversation, and so they shake hands. And I'm like, okay, well, Tyler, I'm going to take off. And he looks at me with this look like, why are you interrupting my moment with your M-Check? And I was like, okay, so I'm just going to leave now. And then I just walked away. I was like, dude.
We got to post more photos.
Big fan.
I posted one today.
Big fan.
Why don't you drop one of your many catchphrases on? Be like, well, if I'm keeping it 100.
I thought it was so funny because I kind of looked at him like, it's fine. I don't expect to be like walking around and have people fucking stopping me.
You didn't realize who you were until you drop a few hits.
I got a Dangerous Wade moment, right? And so, but it was just funny because I looked at your M-Chuck and you just kind of looked at me and I'm like, I'm just going to go. I just left. But yeah, man, I wish I could have stayed longer. I heard you guys kind of went out, kind of had a good time.
There was an after party.
We nailed one shot, yeah.
There was an after party. Should we talk about the conspiracy afterwards that your M-Chuck just does not buy? But, and let's see what the listeners think. Maybe there could be some.
I don't know. Is that something we share?
Is that something we can talk about?
We share, is it?
Let's keep specific names out of it.
Specific names out of it. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
So the game was in Vegas. 5 o'clock start.
Hold on. All names?
I think all names.
Famous names.
Famous names.
I don't want to mention the famous. Non-famous.
No, they're all true, famous, true. Except for George LaRocque.
Continue. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That one we can say.
Yeah, well, who was he going to get in trouble from?
Well, yeah, he wasn't in Vegas four hours earlier. Yeah,
there is word that some of the boys from the after party went to the pint.
Yep.
And kind of were shutting it down pretty late.
Well-deserved.
Well-deserved. But that...
Yeah, we partied.
That some Oilers showed up to the pint.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Late. Don't say the team.
Okay.
Local professional hockey players
Wink. Showed up to the pint. And Yaremchuk just refuses to believe that this is even a possibility, considering that they were playing in Vegas. Yet there is eyes that say that they were there.
Lots of eyes. Plenty. So,
and you just will not believe it.
He refuses to believe it.
Have you heard of the steel whirly birds that move you from A to B? And some of my speed.
Especially so one of those.
So if a train leaves the station at 2:45, going 60 kilometers an hour, what time does it get to Edmonton after departing Vegas?
I would just like to go into the 3-2. Timeline.
Yes.
Game at 5, it wraps up. It ended around
7:30. It was 7:30.
About 7:30, okay. So they got to do their post-game stuff, right? Yep. The players have a routine. They get through all of that. Let's say it's, 8:15 by that point? They got to do post-game media as well. 8:30, I think they're leaving the rink.
The 747
right?
lands on Jasper Avenue and on 109th Street, and they get out.
So it's now 8:30 Mountain Time when they are leaving the arena. They get to the airport in Vegas shortly thereafter. Flight, you could say, wheels up, 9:15?
Maybe.
Like, is this... Later. Okay, so this is the part I need to know.
Yeah, okay, but let's go. Let's keep going.
Hold on. There's a small aspect of this. Is it a chartered flight?
Yeah,
Of course. It's a chartered flight, so it's just...
Commercial?
Just making sure...
Jesus Christ, that makes $9 million a year.
I just want to know what kind of... Like, is it a... I want to know if it's like an Oilers private plane.
No,
it's Air Canada Jet.
Oh, sorry, guys. I don't know how they fly. Fuck.
Anyway, so they're flying in a commercial plane that's been chartered.
Back to the timeline. 9:15, the plane shows up.
Yeah.
Let's say.
Okay.
Flight time, 2:45 from Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're landing in Edmonton at around midnight.
We exactly. say wheels down, but whatever.
Wheels down.
Yeah, whatever. That's fine.
Wheels down around midnight in Edmonton.
Yeah.
You got to get off the plane.
12:30.
You got to get your stuff. You clearly packed this.
All the trainers take it to the rink. I'm going.
It was a 3-game road trip.
Going out.
Yeah. Take it to the rink. All carry on.
Yeah, it's all carry on.
You know what? They step in the cab at 12:45, 1 o'clock. They're there by 1:30.
No, they're there. Yeah, and I think they got there before 1:30. I think it was probably closer to
the,
1 or
the
just
DMs
after
I started getting were at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, it was like just after
from
1.
From Oilers?
From,
don't
yes,
you think that it's such a stupid lie to have?
You guys are fucking with me.
So impossible.
It happens, man. That's not the only time I've seen them out on the town.
I saw Jose
Canseco
once at the pint. Okay?
But like a 3-game roadie that lasts a week, I'm not buying it.
So think about it. Single players or non-family.
Up.
Players
oh, don't.
Refusing to acknowledge
logic.
Of course.
Logic. Of course. And we don't play till Wednesday. Like, they're going to want to head out. And so they did. And they got there by 1. It's so easy. It's so
absolutely
easy.
Doable.
It's so doable.
A couple drinks
they
on the plane
gone,
home. You don't want to shut it down.
Are they allowed to? I don't think they are.
Yeah, sure they are.
Well, you guys know everything about their flights. So well, how, can they
why
or not?
Would they be allowed to? We're normal people drink on
planes. What?
You're telling me there's not a pack of beer on like
I
a
thought, so beer on
the
dry.
Side. No. Eakins kept the plane dry, that pissed off the players because if they want to have a couple beers after they win and they know they got 3 days off, like that's just like after. That's just like living life 101.
Taking it back to baseball, they'd have like beer in like the locker room for right after the game, and I think there was one manager that tried to take the beer out of the locker room and completely lost the locker room at that point.
If I'm Tip, I bet you they probably had beers in the Vegas locker room.
Yeah.
Yeah, once the media is all done up and it's
shuttle
like,
on the way to the
why
bus.
Why not? 3-2 on the road. Like, that was a
so
huge
they start
win.
Drinking in the dressing room
you
in Vegas,
celebrate it.
And you don't think they go straight to the pint in a rocket car when they land?
Of course. Straight there.
Look at him. He's changing his mind.
I want to believe it, and I feel like he does
squinting.
Too.
I wish he had video.
I want to believe it, but I just have this feeling.
The best part about it.
Why do you think we'd want to make this up to fuck with you? We had no benefit from it.
I don't know, because you guys like fucking with
you. You already wore the romper.
But like fucking with you.
To kind of make him feel bad for not making it all night.
To like grind your gears. Like this is doing none of that.
But that would be why. To make him feel bad for not being able to go all night.
For not staying up.
But I will say.
I don't remember what time I got home. As far as I'm concerned, I got home at 5 a.m. and I stayed all night.
So BM, you didn't see him?
Leave him alone.
No, I was home. I was like, when I said bye to you, it was probably 12:45 when I left.
Oh, okay. I was chaperoning a bunch of people from Moose Jaw's and they wanted a party. So
yeah,
late night.
Because I was there with me missus and she she had had a couple of cocktails.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved her, by the way.
Yeah, she was very nice.
She was great. And your Ramchuk, how did your girlfriend, did she make it?
Yeah, she got to drink filtered water all night. She was thrilled. not tap water. That's the joke.
What a blessing. believe it? This is what she's, can you believe it?
What did you
she
say?
She got to hang out with your Ramchuk and drink filtered water.
Why was she only drinking filtered?
Because your Ramchuk is.
She was DD, wasn't she?
A tyrant.
No, she wasn't. She was not.
But she took the opportunity to have filtered water, though, the minute she could.
That's actually the next morning. She's like, you know, I had like 4 or 5 glasses of water throughout the night. I was like, really? That's awesome.
She's like, thank you, Tyler. Like, thank you for just being you.
Thank you for being you.
Thank you for providing me with this.
My parents didn't like you when we first started dating. They haven't said anything to the contrary since, but thank you.
When they find out that I drank 4 glasses of filtered water, buddy, you're down.
They're going to forget about that toilet incident for sure.
There was a couple of... For me, great family moment because my sister and my brother-in-law came.
Oh, yeah.
And I do not think I've ever seen my sister that drunk. It was hilarious.
Ever?
Like, ever. It was so funny. I was laughing hard. Caroline and
Mike,
my lady, got along very well. They exchanged phone numbers. They're now texting friends. So that was a big moment as well. Nice. So
it's
a
lot for the gals.
Yeah. It was a monumental evening.
Yeah, and shout out to Caroline for helping you out. You were supposed to be both on microphones, but I think... You know, initially, poor Jared was just running around frantically to try to get a microphone system. We actually tried to use the karaoke machine that we're giving away as a prize.
Didn't work.
Wasn't loud enough. But
you can talk, but it plays Sharia Moore.
I actually think you yelling added to it. I don't know.
It was like a Charming Nation element.
Yeah,
I think, right?
Next time,
I'd like to have speakers.
Of course, but like
if it went off perfectly, it would have been
not a nation party.
But honestly, it went off real well. Like the team was good. They were prepared. Humane Society really stepped up.
Yep.
Our sponsors came and helped.
And the people just that bought tickets showed up ready to go.
And you know what was interesting is like, and maybe this is a 5 o'clock game on a weekend. Like sometimes just everyone shows up at once.
Mm-hmm.
It like just like started, like it was just coming in like nice controlled group. So it was very manageable.
It was a great time.
But the next thing you know, you blink and the whole bar is packed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really miss
all jerseys.
Oh, you miss doing stuff?
Most people wearing jerseys, something Oilers.
Yeah.
That's the good, like when I walked in, I was just unbelievably blown away by how many people had Oilers gear on. Then I came right in, took a picture with your Ramchuk because of the romper. Unfortunately,
my girlfriend took a photo of us and then you went up and you said, what the fuck is wrong with this photo?
I said, we need to talk. We need to talk because you are a millennial and you don't know how to take a picture. She took it from down below. And that
made you look like
that
a
to a short
person.
Fat person is not a great angle.
That's not you. That's the camera's fault.
I don't think she's a millennial either.
Why is your girlfriend so mean?
For the record,
you know what I mean. Somebody who should know how to use. Anyway, I appreciate her. She's so nice.
We all have angles.
I thought this picture looked fine.
You gotta hit your angles.
Yeah, for you because you look nice and tall and skinny and.
I do tower over you quite a bit, actually.
Oh, well, I'm short.
Most of that's the angle.
The romper was a smash.
Most of that's the filter.
I asked Dan to take one from above, and boy, apparently he's blind as a fucking bat, too, because he's just the lighting. We're basically faces just blacked out. Our bodies, we can't even see us. We're silhouettes. I'm like, does anybody here know how to take a picture?
Some of those photos that came out, like I said, Tyler won yesterday. Tyler and I did a shot with Eric Sabrowski. And you and I look like the drunkest people alive.
The pitcher.
Yeah, he was there.
He was in the house. Wear name tags,
people. He had
people.
Tommy John like 2 weeks ago. He had like the bionic arm
on. Come on, he still came to party.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a big dude. Yeah, I saw that guy.
He's a big boy.
He's a professional
I was saying, I'm like, that guy must have just had elbow surgery.
So is he just rehabbing up here?
I think he's going back down right away.
Well, fuck. See, cool. I wish
he's going to come to our Christmas party. I invited
Gangster.
Him.
Gangster. Oh, that's nice. If I didn't have a men's league hockey game, I probably would have had a couple more cocktails and been a little more social.
I guarantee you would have had a couple
more.
Yeah,
but goddamn, 11:15.
Next time, next time you want to say I'm only 5'10", Charles, you just look at this photo.
Oh,
no, I mean, that's not a burn to me. I just have no concept of like people's heights. I just. You're taller than me. That's how tall you are.
There's me and then everybody else. They're all one height. More.
It's a great photo of me and you. Hey, Bag Milk.
I just hammered. So, Bag Milk, a lot of, did people please come up and were they like, oh, you're a Bag Milk. It's so nice to meet you. Or
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you like or dislike that?
Yeah,
it really is.
Because here's the thing. If you go to one of these events, chances are you've been to one before.
Yeah.
And like you said earlier, after I've had a couple of cocktails, I'm just out and about, man. Well, loose with it.
Literally standing right in front of your Remchuk, videoing him like 4 inches from his face, like really putting himself on blast. But which in itself was hilarious.
The only thing people know about him is that he wears a toque at pretty much every day of the year.
Yeah,
and he was the only guy in there with a toque on. Yep. So, and
yeah, no, pretty safe to say. But like, I had some really hilarious conversations. I met a table of dudes that they've been betting on my dog all year. Frank's picks.
That's amazing.
How are they doing?
He's 16-4, so they're doing great.
You're up 12 units, baby, or somewhere around there.
Yeah, so they told me, they're like, man, I'm just straight up betting the money line on whatever Frank tells me. I was like, that's
so
a
what
bad
did,
idea.
Did Frank pick Oilers that game?
Yeah, he picked Oilers.
Money line in that game was +118, and yeah. I couldn't believe it. Like, that's
Road
that's
Dogs,
heavy, heavy value.
I think one of the listeners, William, his table of friends, I got a front row seat of me watching the Oilers miss the empty net chances because I had the puck line.
For the
oh, you got greedy. They were plus on the money line.
Wait, chase it. We won 5-3.
No, it was 3-2. We won 5-3 in Arizona.
Always imagine three fictional
tape
goals.
Delay in Arizona. Yes, yeah. It was 5-3.
Fuck.
You won 10-1.
No, I was sober. Like, I was driving. I drove home.
Did you win your
men's
league game 5-3?
Chalmers, I just assumed you went to the game.
No, we won
that
7-4. We won that game 7-4. 11-15 is just
that's gross.
Unbelievable. My body was hurting so bad. It
should be illegal.
Should be illegal. I did not
have. The Oilers were almost landing in Edmonton 11-15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're already on their way.
No, the fact you're smiling and bringing it up, I think it's a ruse again.
Yeah, the more you say shit like that, the deeper
you know what? I give zero fucks if you think it's real or not. You know what was real, though? And I missed it so much when Rick was walking by and gave me the wave for a cooler pop.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, man. The last one I did was when the Germans were in town.
What's a cooler pop?
It's when you go to the cooler and have a pop. Other people who've drank cooler pops include players I cannot name from local hockey teams and those that are big stars from other teams.
And so the feeling that's good about a cooler pop is that you get to go into a cold cooler, but you get a free pop?
Well, the bar's jammed full of people. You
yeah, it's
kind of
nice.
You
yeah.
Got
yeah. It's a nice break from the madness.
Especially if you're a mega celebrity.
You can hear things. Yeah. I kept walking around the bar in my romper and like multiple times people like, hey, you're that guy from TikTok. You're that TikTok guy. I'm like, what?
Well, that's what's so funny about Cruz, because he's like, he only knows the nation from TikTok. So the only people he knows is Waz and Caroline.
And me.
And you a bit.
Okay.
Romper guy? And he shouts me out anytime I made it on TikTok, because that's a big deal to him.
Okay.
But yeah, he's just like, that's that guy from TikTok. And he was just like beyond, because I asked Caroline if she would do a pregame prediction with him, and I told him that he could do a pregame TikTok prediction.
Oh.
And he was just over the moon.
That's going to get him some major clout in his friend group.
Yeah, it's good. That kid had a
night. Is he, because he's a born and bred Leafs fan, is he not?
Yeah, he's a diehard Leafs fan, but we're getting him. He's almost converted. He said he's almost converted. There's no reason why he should be a Leafs
more
fan.
More does it take, Cruz?
And for some reason, even more specifically, he's a Mitch Marner fan.
Yeah.
Can't win them all.
Yep. Well, we're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so that's that was the party in a nutshell. When's the next one? Is there another one this season?
Oh, yeah, we'll do another one. What we're going to be doing, actually, Chalmers, and thank you for the segue, is we're going to dip our toe and try a new concept called the Nation Convention, which is a nation party. But what we're going to do is we're partnering up with Backside Tours. We've tied up, I think it's 99 or 100 tickets to the BOA game.
We talked about this already on the pod.
Yeah, but now you know it's kind of coming with more format. It's going to launch this week. So
people need to hear a message 7 times before they respond to it.
Exactly. So we're going to be, so any listeners in Calgary want to come up for this game, we've got a bus that we can get up to 50 people in. We'll be launching the packages, so it'll be bus, ticket, hotel,
And then we're going to do a pre-party, do an event, starts at 5, because 5 seems to be a great time to start things, as we learned this weekend. And then also we're going to open it up for other people, another 50 people from Edmonton to come be a part of.
And you know what, Chalmers? If you live in Calgary and you want to defect and you just want to take the bus to Edmonton and stay here, this is the perfect time.
Really great
time.
This is
how you escape your family. You say, I'm going to the Battle of Alberta game in Edmonton.
If you
want
to,
never come
home. If you want to defect, we've got a safe haven here for you.
Ken Holland loves helping people defect.
Yeah.
He'll welcome you into Edmonton.
Yeah. So this is the litmus test, because we want to try it, and we're going to do it with people from Calgary coming up to Edmonton. But also, if anyone wants to come and participate in just like the tickets, we can also get you a hotel room. So if you live in Grand Prairie, Lloydminster, anything like that, you can buy a package and come be part of the Nation Convention. And then we want to try to see if we can take that another level further next season.
Sounds good. Sounds
so
fun.
That's the next fun party. So Jan 22nd will be the next viewing party, and then we'll work on some more later in the season. We've got to do a brunch party.
Brunch parties are great.
Yeah, I love the brunch party.
So I know there's a couple games, I think, when they play in like Florida or Carolina or something, that are in the morning.
Yep.
So we'll.
You want to talk about getting messy? A brunch party.
Brunch parties are the best.
Wow.
They are a hoot.
Because last time we had beer mimosas on sale when we did it, we just had the best time ever.
Yeah, that was good.
Go ahead.
You can still survive your not throw away your entire day.
Arrive alive.
One of those brunch parties has to have like a mimosa bar with all different types of juices.
Oh yeah.
That'd be delightful.
How good is like delicious a mimosa bar? We went to a football game once where the pregame, the bar had a mimosa bar.
It was 20
bucks, yeah. Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Any juices you want. You want a guava mimosa? Yeah, there it is.
There you go.
Want orange juice? Want apple juice?
No problem.
Doesn't matter. There's 17 juices over there.
You got orange?
Pick one. No.
I'll take one.
I don't even know what juice that is, but I'll have it.
I did the mimosa flight downstairs.
Sir, that's where
dog
put
patch
the spoons to clean.
Ah, yep. It's like a bar mat almost.
I'll have it.
Delish.
How was the flight downstairs?
Fantastic. I didn't know what they were, but I drank them all.
The downstairs mimosa?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Real nice.
It's good.
I haven't done that yet, but I should.
Gals love mimosa.
Let's do one next.
Yes, that's why I was here. That's great. I ended up drinking them all.
All four?
Yes.
Yes. The apple cinnamon?
Always.
So
I wasn't driving.
I want to throw something out too. This is off topic too. Nope. That's how I roll, because I got about four more things I want to talk about today. I want to shout out to a guy who's a Nation citizen who is in our fantasy football, the Nation League, and he goes by the name of Ryan Felton. He is Captain Felton on Twitter, and he interacts a lot with us. Well,
he's a captain.
The past week, he did something that I would love to do. I would love to dream about doing this. Me and my family, we sit down, and there's not many shows that we can all agree on, but one of them is Family Feud. We love it.
We just love it.
Like, it's the best. We go back. We watch every single one with Steve Harvey, and we go to the Canadian one and watch every so often. Well, Captain Felton, our boy Ryan there, he submitted his family for a team, and they got on, and they were on.
He was on
Family Feud Canada.
Three times in a row, returning champions, the max.
Wow.
Three times. So he, yes, and he was the lead. And then the rest of his
family. And you watched the episode?
I watched the episode. I watched one of them. But they're like.
Did you know he was the captain?
Family Feud. Oh yeah, like he posted about something on Instagram, and I was just like, "You're doing this?" And so I started talking. I guess he says, like, he just said, "Yeah, you just got to submit your family." Like, apparently, I don't know.
Chalmers, you got to do this.
I know. So they did really well. They won three games in a row, but pretty sure they went 0-3 on the fast money, on the big money.
Oh, no.
Oh. And the one that I saw, the two of them didn't even get to 100.
Chalmers, combined. Don't downplay three wins in a row.
But, dude,
I wonder how you would do, Chalmers. Like, I think I love Family Feud.
I love it. Yeah.
I think I would do well at it. However, the pressure of the time would be much different.
And that is the one thing that I have to say. He and his family, and most families are, I don't know what they do to like calm you down and get rid of your nerves, but nobody ever seems nervous.
Sedatives, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's taking
sedatives. Have a mimosa bar before you go in.
Mm-hmm.
Guava? A little something there.
You know, I'm pretty sure you can go on demand and you can watch Family Feud Canada. Just if you want to see a boy, like somebody you interact with. I've never met him.
That's unreal.
But the dude was on it. I feel like I know him because we talk a bit about football and hockey and stuff. And I just thought it was cool. And it just made that goal of like maybe me and my family going on Family Feud like attainable.
You should try.
I think it would be amazing.
He blazed a trail for you.
Yeah, he did blaze a trail for me.
I would love to see what
your family would be wildly entertaining.
Could you keep from spazzing an entire show? And how old do the boys have to be before?
Well, no, the boys. I don't think the boys would come. I I think it would be like me, my sister, yeah, my wife,
I see.
Maybe my brother-in-law, yeah. And then like my older brother.
You guys would be the best on camera. Because
my older brother, we never talked about my older brother, but I have an older brother who's like 11 years older than me.
Yeah.
And if there is somebody who can, you know, that is more intense in the way that they compete.
What about Mama C?
Well, that's, I mean.
Well, you got to bring her and Elsie.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, jeez. No?
No, my brother would be a music gift that keeps giving. Yeah.
Out there. Oh, because he knows the world of music.
He knows a ton of shit about family. Like, he would know a lot about that. And but we play Family Feud as a family, like, at Christmas time. And it's the amount of arguments we can't even finish a fucking round half the time. And so it would just be hilarious for, like, when we get the X, he'd be like, what are you talking? Are you sure? And the guy would be like, are you serious right now? Like,
yes, yes.
I'd love
yes.
to see that.
Chalmers for Family
Please
Feud.
Please do apply.
I'm going to contact, like, I've been talking to Ryan about it. But I'm going to contact him and be like, hey, what's the process? Like, what is it?
He'll know a producer, too. Just be like, hey.
I started to the point where I was like, how do you decide what your three outfits are going to be? Like, do you do it as a family? Think about the preparation it takes. Because I think one day they all wore denim.
The same outfit in different sizes for everybody. Like Jackson like the 5 rompers? Shit. Yes.
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 Yes. Chalmers family in a romper. I would love it. I honestly would love it so much to be on that show.
I'd love to see you on it.
Yeah.
I love Family Feud. It's a great show.
You could get a screenshot of you guys, and you could frame them and give them to all the family members and, like, put it over your mantle with the logo in the background and you telling off Jer in the shot.
Just the action pictures of him and his family.
Now, question, though, since you're a fan. I know it's not possible because where we are, but if you had your preference, Jerry D or Steve Harvey?
Oh, I love Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey is Steve Harvey, right? Like,
I've never watched a Jerry D episode, but Steve DeHarvey is hilarious.
He's one of the best game show hosts ever, especially when he... like makes fun of people's answers for how bad they are. And he just goes off on these tangents and oh my God, he's one of the best hosts of any game show going, Steve Harvey.
I follow an account on TikTok that is Family Feud bloopers and Steve Harvey reactions.
So there's one and you should where it's ex-NFL players. And the guy says, the question is if you could have any tool attached to a pirate's hand or whatever, what would it be?
And the
guy says, Steve Harvey goes on to the next one and stops Fast Money and just goes off. And it is one of the funniest interactions because this huge man is standing there and Steve Harvey's just like, what the hell is wrong with you? You would love it. It's, yeah, you could go down a whole rabbit hole of those bloopers. That would be a funny TikTok page to follow.
I'll send it to you.
Before we get
don't going. Let this be like when you were going to do the construction segment every week, then you never mentioned
or
it again for 6 months.
Or the fights that I was wanting to do for the last couple of weeks.
There was another good one.
There was one of the other.
I will not let this one fade because my wife would love it. Yes. My sister, like we would all love
your wife
to
is a legitimate celebrity, so it's not that hard to think that they wouldn't be like, gee, she's photogenic. It's because I'm on the TV 24 hours a day. Oh, okay.
That's not a bad point.
But Chalmers.
Yeah.
You saw the fight that happened.
I did.
The guy took off his prosthetic leg.
That was a lady.
Did you love that?
The lady took off her leg and beat a person with it.
So yes. So this fight has a few
Chalmers quick sticks.
This fight has a few things that I have to say. Number one, so if we're going to start any fight rank, like any fight, you know, breakdown, it's going to have to be a cameraman ranking. And this has to be down below one of the bottom. The fact that I've only seen one angle of this and it's from behind, sure, it gives you the perfect view of her removing the prosthetic leg and then trying to swing it.
Of course.
But you pretty much get lost in the shuffle after that.
Yeah,
you don't really see much else.
They need the drone footage. Where's the
alternate footages? That's what I'm calling for. So
there's always normally multiple angles.
Always. Has to be. And especially when a prosthetic leg's involved, you got to see that people are going to be making, like, I haven't had a fight sent to me as many times as I've had this one.
Now, Chalmers, my question for you was, like, does that lady remove her leg and fight with it at amateur sporting events?
Oh, that's not her first time.
At amateur sporting events, and this is her going pro?
That is definitely not
does
her first time.
Did she go to the game? Yo, you're removing your leg to fight with it?
It was quick, too. Like, it was fast.
Yeah.
Quick
to
draw. And that was a snap decision.
The balance.
Muscle memory.
Yeah. The balance she had on the one leg was just remarkable. Punching, you could tell this wasn't her first time.
When you lose a sense, something else gets stronger. You know?
Yeah. So, yeah, no, she's definitely done it. I don't know if it's at amateur sporting events, but clubs maybe. I don't know.
What did you think about the ladies fighting at the Dallas Cowboys game? That was the one from about a week ago. What?
I didn't see this one.
Oh, there's so many to keep
up with. Cowboy Stadium on the concourse, and it's three ladies and the one lady tried to jump over the counter.
They were chucking them.
Yes.
It was.
With the staff.
Yeah. They're fighting each other and the person.
I feel like I've
popcorn.
Seen this, but I don't feel like I paid it. I gave it its respect.
I watch every fight now as though I'm watching them right beside you. I'm like, Chalmers isn't going to like this one bit, everybody. As yeah. though you're the fight
I
judge
see
everyone has to apologize
if,
to.
I want
to
see if the person that was going to be the victim of a clubbing actually got hit.
A legging, yes. A legging is the technical term.
Before we keep going on, it's holiday shopping season. You know?
Oh, thank you, Twig and Berries, for your gracious donation for the prize giveaway at the event.
Bingo. Also, if you head to twigandberries.ca, one, if there's someone in your life who's hard to shop for, I guarantee you can find something they'll like on Twig and Berries. They got so much great stuff. And also, at the very bottom of the website, spin to win. Enter your email, spin the wheel, win a prize. Simple as that. Twigandberries.ca or
that sounds fun.
Promo code NATION15, 15% off.
When you see your MTech with the look in his face, like I'm about to read and we're talking, we got to just keep talking over each other so there isn't a moment for him to interrupt this commerce.
I will always find, and also I can just mute you, right? Just ding, ding, ding. That's fair. Mute the three mics and then just do my ad read.
He's the only one who knows how to work the Rodecaster.
He's in full control.
He is in charge.
I'm going to learn how to use it this week, Wanya.
Oh, yeah? Like how Chalmers is going to do that construction segment and then didn't mention it again for 3 seasons?
I already talked to Tyler about it yesterday.
It's very easy. Notice how I haven't told anybody to undo your hose bibs? Guess what?
There's 30 new jobs lined up in the spring.
Because the weather's so good.
All of a sudden in the spring, the ads on the podcast are, did you not listen to Chalmers? Hire Chalmers to fix what Chalmers told you not to do.
Yeah, would this not be one of those times when that could fuck things up extra? No.
When it's freezing and thawing?
When it goes up and down like that?
I mean, it's not great for an outdoor rink, I'll tell you that much.
That's not what we're talking about.
No, I mean, there's not a lot that could be going wrong right now other than what we see like happening on the roads. But like,
did you see how uncommitted to house maintenance Chalmers truly was? Yeah. When you're like, what about for your house and the hose? He's like, your outdoor rink's fucked. No, doesn't care about your house.
No,
because
I'm thinking about the house and the hose. You know what's happening is my eaves troughs are kind of taking a beating because...
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, they're getting full of water and then they're freezing overnight and then it can't bend down and it's getting bent up and it's...
One time this summer, I came home to Chalmers, and there was one of those door-hanging ads on the Wanya Manor's door.
From what? Girls?
No. It's like, do you want your eaves trough cleaned? And I was like, shit, I should get my eaves trough cleaned. Then I looked again at the ad.
Did you have to look at what eaves troughs
were? It was my own house. They'd taken a photo of my own house for their fucking door hanger, and then it was my own house staring back at me in an ad for getting my eaves troughs.
And you didn't call and say, excuse me, maybe a free one for the picture?
Is that illegal? I don't know.
Well, it's not illegal.
Well, that's for the courts to decide.
Are you going to take action?
No.
So anyways.
Anyways, Chalmers.
Though, and a flex on your house, though, I guess.
Big flex.
Yeah. Like, obviously, no, it was more nice. Like, do you want your house to not look like this guy's house? Come there, and we'll fix you. We'll fix
maybe,
you up right
maybe
away.
They just wanted to show, because your house is 3 stories, correct?
Correct.
Maybe they just wanted to show that they were willing to go up that high to do it.
The other time my house was famous recently was when there was that camp in the River Valley, and they were talking about how people in the River Valley are freaking out, and then they showed my house. I didn't even freak out. And my sister phoned me. She's like, why is your house in the news? I'm like, oh, no, what happened? And she's like, I don't know, they're talking about that camp. And then they said people are freaking out, and they literally showed the front of my house.
Poster oh, you know what I learned
people
about?
People who freak out.
Weather like this, Chalmers?
What?
You know how the icicles are forming off the eaves troughs?
I do.
I was told to knock those off to save the doggos because sometimes they fall and they'll hit your dog. Oh, they're outside.
Yeah, absolutely they will.
So
could hit anybody.
Anybody. So I went and knocked mine down the other day. Save Frank.
Yeah, you got to keep
You
Frank
let him
going,
sniff that couch though today, which was
he found it.
Buddy, it's remarkable what you find
his
on
claim.
Your travels.
I don't know how like where are you walking?
Man, I'm
actually don't say because I live around there too.
What's the code to your door?
Yeah, we don't live that far apart, pal.
No, I know we don't. But that chair was disgusting. And then I noticed in the corner, you letting Frank put his face all over him. Hey, get him away from there.
Man, he found it.
That good boy doesn't deserve that.
No, I agree.
I'm smelling years of disgust.
Ugh. Yeah. All right. Today's walk, I found a few treasures so I can spread those out.
Banked content.
It's a gift that keeps giving, the free stuff ones.
So funny. Yeah. Such a great bit.
I do love it too.
It's that hashtag the good life and Kennedy's Leon Draisaitl, you hot bitch.
So
stuff.
Funny.
Oh, that, those two are my favorite
so
things
good,
on the internet.
Kennedy.
You they will it. Never not make me laugh.
She's funny as hell.
Kennedy
she's
is
so good.
So good.
So good.
She's so good.
So I met Kennedy for the first time actually for real in the office last week, I think, maybe 2 weeks,
two
ago.
Weeks ago.
But anyway, I told her, I was just like, hey, if you want to get weird with your ideas on memes and stuff, for it. But I'm like, but what I want to do, could you please start like a shared drive with me where I can see them before they go up? Oh. That's all I care about.
She's steal
like,
them all?
No, because now I've just got this amazing folder in my laptop that she just keeps dumping stuff in. And every time I check, it makes me laugh out loud.
And yeah. she doesn't use them all.
Doesn't use them all.
She really? She just banks screenshots for stuff.
You gotta just make sure you're pumping that all over.
It's like artists who have unreleased music.
Yeah, it's like Tupac. She's the Tupac of me.
Wanya, I'll let you see this folder. I'll let you into the folder. It's a play device.
Oh,
it's just a Google Drive.
Like a smart toaster.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like a Fitbit watch.
I'll get you faxed in.
Fitbit watch? Yeah. I don't have a Fitbit watch.
Dial up.
No, me neither.
No.
I don't want one either.
No.
I don't have one of those fancy smart watches either. You have one though, Bag Milk. You said you
I
like
love it.
Yeah.
I love the data. I'm a nerd for that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like the health data? Like
Okay. And sleep data, all of it.
Yeah, that I can kind of get behind. But then it's like ringing and buzzing all the time too, right?
You can turn that off. Just make it a normal watch. I do that sometimes.
I remember when Dick Tracy came out, it's like one day your watch is going to have this little antenna that pops out. And I was like, maybe when I'm like 300 years old, that blows the doors off Warren Beatty's Dick Tracy watch. And it was within 10 years.
We were doing Dick Tracy stuff. So a couple of people in my family have Apple Watches. And there's a walkie-talkie function in here that's really fun to play with when you're around other people that have them. So we were like buzzing each other around the house. It was just fun. Silly shenanigans.
The party this weekend also got me excited for our staff Christmas party. That's going
to
be fun.
Yeah. Do we make that public? No, we don't. You already invited people to it.
Well, just one. Okay. He's got a robot arm.
Robbie the robot?
Yeah,
essentially. He can put his arm back on, but I can't, so play safe. So
Eric was showing me how this thing works with his Tommy John surgery, and he's like cranking it open and cranking it shut. He's like, this is what makes my arm move right now. I'm like, God,
yeah,
fuck.
It's wild. Tommy John. It's his second time having it, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. First one didn't stick.
Shit.
Wait.
Because he said he can't get back to pitching until, like, not this, like, that following
2023.
Was that on his left, too? Is he a lefty?
He can't pitch again until 2023?
Wow.
How long does he have to wear a robot?
Good for him.
I think it comes off relatively soon. But he has to go back down to the States here right away. To do
my son is a lefty, and I could see him being somewhat of a pitcher. Maybe I could get this guy to show him some stuff, pay him.
I'm pretty sure that's what Jared does with his kid.
I would love Sabrowski. To do that.
Yeah, I think that's how they know each other. Oh, really?
Because I also brought
Jared's
up again.
Jared's big into baseball.
Yeah.
I also brought up again with Eric at the party that he, when his arm is back in operating order, that he has to throw some balls at us.
And was he open to the idea?
He loved it.
Oh, my God. We go to what is it called?
Wherever.
Remax Field. We rent it out. It's like $100 an hour to rent out that field. It's beautiful. And we get him and we film it to throw us actual pitching.
Who's going
to
bat catch? Play. Yeah. We'll get one of the Riverhawks to do it.
Riverhawks. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be a great joint promo.
If you've had two Tommy Johns, are you wasting the pitches?
He could throw... If he could throw, if he maxes out at, like, 90, I don't know what he throws, but let's say he maxes out at, like, 90, 92. Heat. If he threw 80 to us, we would still be blown away.
That would be so fast.
I was asking him. I was asking him about the pitches he throws, and he's like, okay, this one. And he's just like, I'm like, which one am I going to hit? He's just like, you're not going to hit fucking any of them.
I'm like, any of them.
What if I bunt?
I was like, yeah, okay, but which one am I most likely to hit? He's like, well, maybe fastball, because at least it's level. He's like, you're never going to hit a curveball.
The chances of if he threw you a fastball at 80, of you finally catching up to it and swinging at the right time, and then once making connection, actually it not like
just turning
stopping,
into dust.
Stopping your bat from like actually
yeah,
going,
yeah.
and then just you fouling it off because you don't have,
you
because
go
we don't
in
have
the
strength to like,
you know,
we're not hitting anything.
You know,
he's
going
to be just throwing BP, basically.
You know what would be another fun game to play with a guy who can throw smoke like that? I don't even know if this game's allowed in the schoolyard anymore.
Do
you ever play Red Ass?
Oh, man.
Oh, not a chance.
Not playing.
No way.
He's throwing tennis balls at
you? Was it around when you went to school?
Barely, but you'd get in trouble for playing it.
Oh, like, so it's outlawed.
Yeah, it was outlawed.
Oh, wow.
That was a staple in the...
That was the lunchtime game.
And then you had to
modify against the wall,
it to the safe
version. Wanya's giving a look. He doesn't know what Red Ass is. So you stand against the wall.
No.
And
No. Well, that's your penalty if you... So a bunch of people stand in front of this wall, and you have one ball, and you throw the ball against the wall, and then someone else has to catch it. But if they drop it... They have to run to the wall, and someone tries to pick up the loose ball. And if they throw the ball and hit the wall before you touch it, you have to then go stick your butt out,
and then the guy
gets to pitch the ball at your ass.
Like, they can set out how far away they get to.
Well, we set a distance.
You set
so, like,
damn.
So, like, that was the best political way to get back at the people you had beef with.
Because,
like, if you saw them dropping it, best believe you were going to do whatever you could to get that ball and get him out so you can get a shot at him. We once played with a lacrosse ball. We were in junior high though, so like we didn't have the heat.
Croquet
ball.
You can't get a lot of velocity on a tennis ball.
Croquet ball.
Croquet.
Oh, we play with racquetballs. Racquetballs could get they could sting.
Racquetballs sting a lot.
That was a great game. I know I could see why I laughed, but like, oh man. It was just being outlawed.
Yeah, like you
took 10 years to outlaw red ass. Took a generation of vice principals.
Basically. Red ass finally got canceled.
But like it's not even that bad.
No, it's not that bad. Toughens you up some.
Yeah, it toughens you up a little bit.
My kids today are such wusses.
I think the issue is playing red ass. Like if it deviates from the arse area and it's getting guys up high, you know?
Can they play dodgeball still
or face forward?
Back to the head, you know? I have no idea.
I agree.
It's a tennis ball.
It should be fun.
Never asked. Do kids play? I probably know this.
They have to play dodgeball.
I'm gonna ask.
Oh man,
answer
that's
next,
another great
answer
sport.
Next spot.
If
I do
they,
not know.
Yeah, because if they've outlawed dodgeball, I weep for society's future.
What do you? Yeah, what do you even do in
floor hockey, basketball, dodgeball. Soccer? That's about it.
I bet we would be shocked to go to a school now as a little kid in disguise and see how different it is. Like I can remember playing recess dodgeball.
Yeah, in like a 21 Jump Street situation.
Smoked in the face with those red balls.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone being like, ah.
See, so the reason I think that they would cancel it is not because of the amount of injuries you could attain from it, but the fact that I was not able to not be one of these kids, but there's probably the kids that are just like, I can't believe we're playing dodgeball today. Like, I never get the ball, and they always aim at me first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just stay in the perimeter.
And
who
so
cares?
They get, like, anxiety about it.
Oh, man.
They don't want to be
there. Stay
in
the perimeter.
My favorite form of dodgeball that we'd play was you'd play it on, like, a smaller kind of court. And you put a hockey net on either side. And so,
you
like,
score?
So yeah, so you'd have to designate a goalie on each team.
Oh shit.
And then
so
as
they were dodging.
So as your teammate, as you get hit, you're eliminated. You're off to the side. But you could free your entire team by scoring a goal on the other team's goalie. But like again, you have to stay behind half, right? And just
so the goalie makes a save and gets hit by a ball.
The goalie,
that's what I was just
the goalie
ask.
Cannot
Great
get
question.
A, goalie no, cannot get eliminated and
Great
cannot
question.
Eliminate anyone until they're the last person.
So then can they run out of their crease to, like, defend a ball that's coming
nope.
at you?
Nope. There is cones to make a crease. So the goalie is to stay in their crease. But the thing, if you're the goalie, right?
Where did you go to school? Yale?
You're
this
trying
is
to,
advanced.
So this you're, is really good.
You're keeping an eye because you're trying to keep balls out, right? And then sometimes if you're on offense, you're trying to, like, hide in the corner and just wait till the goalie's looking the other way and just whoop, lob one in there and get one past him. But anyways, when you're the last one, the goalie, then the pressure's on, right? Because you're now up for grabs.
Can you leave the crease when you're last one?
You can leave the crease. It's giving the other team a free pass to just roll one in and empty their bench.
And then it's everybody on
then
just
it's everyone
you.
Against you, and
that's
you're trying to score
ends.
A goal to get your team back.
Yeah.
Could you
oh,
take
that does
could,
sound
as
fun.
You like were as the balls were rolling around your area? Could you take it and just kind of like set it off to maybe on top of the net just to get balls out of play to
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
mitigate
yeah.
the
yeah,
risk?
You could, wow. But then again, at some point you're going to need to move that ball and try score. Yeah. Then you're giving the other team ammo, and all they got to do is hit you.
There was no funner time you. In conventional dodgeball than if you're the last person standing. And you won.
And you caught them all.
And yeah, your yeah. team, and they carry you off the field, and their shoulders. It's like Rudy.
The old, you have one ball, knock the one coming towards you yeah. away, and then throw.
Yeah.
I can almost.
Is everyone cheering? Like, this was.
I can almost smell getting hit in the face with one of those
red
balls.
Yeah, like, yeah. Leaves a little mark on your face. That's how you became a man in grade yeah. four.
Yeah,
that was good.
I miss dodgeball.
Yeah, me too. I'd love to play like a little adult dodgeball one day.
I won a dodgeball tournament when I was about 22.
Really?
Yeah, it was good.
It sounds like fun.
That movie made dodgeball.
You were in a
relevant.
Dodgeball tournament yeah. at 22.
There yeah. is like there are leagues in Edmonton you can go into. Yeah. I know
the Hollywood Shoemakers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Checks yep. out.
It's a all right big profession in Hollywood. Shoemakers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. We won.
Before we end this, though, congrats. I do want to. I want to bring back one of my segments, and that is my awkward encounter.
Oh
please,
oh, good.
I had
good.
One today on the way here, and it kind of is sad, but. It's still really annoying.
Tells you where society's at.
Yeah. So I had to stop and get gasoline at a gas station that has a Tim Hortons attached to it. So as I am just starting to pump my gas, a really friendly older man walks up and politely asks if I could help out a homeless man.
Shit.
And I say, you know, I don't have any cash. I don't have any change in my truck. I really have nothing but cards. And that's not abnormal. So I say to him, I'm like, I'm sorry. I just don't have anything. And he goes, okay, thank you. And he walks back to the store. And so I need to get window wiper fluid, so I'm going to go in the store anyways. So I walk up to him, and I say, hey, I don't have anything, but like I'm going into the store to get window wiper fluid. Would you like, there's a Tim Hortons there. I get you a coffee and a sandwich or something.
Nice.
What would you like? And he looks at me, and he goes, no, could you get me a pack of cigarettes? And I said, sorry? And he goes, yeah, just a pack of cigarettes. And I'm like, I'm not buying you cigarettes, man. Like, if you want some food, I'll get you some food, but I'm not buying you cigarettes. And he looks at me and he goes, well, I don't want food. I want cigarettes. So no thanks. And just walks and just like turns away and walks away. And I was like, what audacity. Like, this guy must not have hit rock bottom yet, because a fucking sandwich and a cup of coffee, if you're asking for help, is a pretty good offer. Like, and I don't normally offer this shit, right? Like, I, and so
he walks, like, away from you like, this isn't going to work for me. You're like, are you sure, though?
After what I offer, maybe up, like, you know, upcharge me with like a 10 pack of Tim Biebs, right?
Oh, some of the Tim Biebs. I got to load up on some of
right?
those.
And you got a done deal there, right? Like, you're asking for a little bit more. I understand, you know, good on you. But to go to a 20
carton of cigarettes.
A pack of cigarettes, just a pack. So but a pack of cigarettes is like $20-$25 now, and so they're not cheap.
What are you smoking on?
Oh, I'm not smoking on anything. $25 cigarettes.
A tin of that's chewing tobacco is like $30 now.
$30, man.
Really?
And you can't get flavors. It's just normal dirt flavored. It sucks.
Like your water choice.
Yes.
So I just found myself just looking at this guy and being like, "What the fuck just happened? Like, the audacity on this guy, for one thing." It's becoming up to Christmas, and everybody, you know, we try to do a little bit more around this time. And, like, you know, he was so nice to begin with. And I just was so fucking mad. And so, like, that it got turned off. Like, I don't know. It's going to stop me from wanting to help the next guy, though, you know? Like, I didn't have to say another word.
That's the spirit of Christmas.
Anyways.
One guy pisses you off at the start of the season, and you grinch her all the way to 2022.
I was very annoyed by that awkward interaction of me standing there being like, did I just get turned down by giving this guy some food? Was my offer not good enough?
I think you were being nice.
I think
no, I know I was being nice, and I like
make the same offer one more time, and all will be restored.
I'll give one more shot, but like
I'll take sandwich if you give them out.
I'll take cigarettes if you give them out.
No, I'm kidding. You're just gonna make them into chew.
No, it was like, you know, it was the fact of the matter is I'm not buying cigarettes anymore, and so to walk into a store and buy a pack of cigarettes for somebody else, it just wasn't happening. Mm-hmm. And for him to ask me to do it, I don't know. I'm just so fucking annoyed by it. Get some fucking pride. <Just kidding. laughs> Take the sandwich. Go take barter it for a cigarette somewhere.
Be smart about this. Get the sandwich and trade it for four smokes in the alley.
So yeah, that's funny interaction with another human being.
I wouldn't even say funny, just like generally alarming.
It's generally society. Annoying yeah. and alarming. Okay. Just like, yeah.
Well, that was interesting. Interesting spot to wrap up this
week. Ended on a high note. That's what they said at podcast school.
Hey, don't let it deter you from doing nice things this Christmas season.
No.
No, there's a lot of people that need stuff right now. And don't let one guy, don't let my story, because I'm trying not to let it bother me, but it's just...
Chalmers, we're about to kick off a fundraiser with the Christmas Bureau and Oodle Noodle.
Yes.
Where we're going to be asking our amazing audience, and you can kick this off.
Okay.
To donate.
Okay.
And the first will match up to the first $5,000 in donations.
$5,000 it is? Is that what you're asking for me?
$5. Mm-hmm. You're 5 cents.
I'm sorry. Did you just ask me for $5,000?
No, I get it. I'm just kidding.
Your $5 turns into 10.
No, I love it. Where do they do that at?
We will be launching that later this week. We just shot a video today. We got the
internet.
The Spiro's making a link.
A lot of stuff being
we'll be
launched.
Promoting
recently.
A link.
Launching things.
Launching shit.
So try to raise money during this holiday season to help out those that could use some help during a special time with family and whatnot.
Damn right. Once again, shout out to all of our sponsors and everyone who showed up to the watch party. HGA Group, Sherwood Ford, Oodle Noodle donated, Twig and Berries donated, Maserati donated. Frick, I'm blanking on the card detail.
Oh, Genius Card Detail. Yeah, that was a prize. Everyone was pumped for that prize. I need that prize.
Tourism Jasper, really excited to do some stuff with them moving forward as well. Mm-hmm. A lot of really, really good stuff at that watch party.
I got to say, that's one of the things I'm the most excited about. Yeah. I love Jasper. It's like that hidden gem. Everybody knows Banff. Everybody goes to Banff. They love it. But Jasper, Jesus.
Legit.
It's our little
legit. Gem. And so to get to do more stuff there and more stuff with them is going to be a lot of fun.
I'd go to Jasper 10 out of 10 times before Banff.
Yep. 100%. All right. I'm going to put a wrap on this episode 333, Real Life Podcast. Talk to you Thursday.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Real Life Podcast. Don't want to miss any of our nonsense? Hit the subscribe button and give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer 4 questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go.